All right. Okay, can you hear me, Avram? Okay, fine, this is connecting. Okay, so I'd like to go further in Malach HaVotzah today and tomorrow, kind of to wrap it up. I'd like to look at today, as much as we can possibly cover, are in terms of the different Rishuyos. We mentioned that on Shabbos, it's prohibited to transfer on Shabbos. You're not allowed to transfer an item from Rishus A to Rishus B, from Rishus Ayachim to Rishus Rabin, from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Ayachim, or carry four Avim in Rishus Harabin also is us. We discussed that yesterday. We talked about our Kiran Hanacha. But now let's try and look at what these different Rishuyos or domains are in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. Again, you'll go into detail this we learn about Erevin, but as a general overview, so source number one is the Gemara on Shabbos of Vav and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four different domains with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the Karmelos, Mokom Ptur. Those are the big four. Okay, Arba Rishuyos, and Gemara will explain all of them and so on. So the Gemara begins, Be'ez Rishus HaYachid, what exactly is Rishus HaYachid? Let's stress that for most purposes, here Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim are not a function of ownership. You can have an area that is open to the public that would not qualify as a Rishus HaRabim, as we shall see. There can, somewhat less commonly, but there can be an area that is open, but it would still be a Rishus HaYochid, okay, if it does qualify. So, again, it's not a matter of ownership with property rights and so on and so forth. It's not completely irrelevant, but it's not the parameters which are going to make the determination for us. So, the Gemara right away says, after listing the four, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelos, and Mokom Ptur, which will explain each one, we'll follow the order of the Gemara. Ezer Rishus HaYochid. What's Rishus HaYochid? So Gemara gives an interesting example, Chritz. Chritz is like a ridge or a ditch, a pit. Okay, Shu Amok Asar, it's at least 10 Tfachim deep, and at least Rochav Arbo, at least 4 Tfachim wide. Okay, so that area, 10 Tfachim, basically, it has to be surrounded, quote unquote, by walls of 10 tefachim minimum height and 4 tefachim less. So, yeah, we'll see. Okay.
Now, all of these, are they talking about a square or a circle?
So, right now, I'm talking about a square, although we'll see that if you look at diagonal also. Okay. But anyway, it says, Chain Gedder, likewise, a wall or fence or wall, Shugavoa, so it's these 10 tefachim off the ground, also Rochav Arbo. Okay, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. That is a full fledged Rishus HaYochid. So let's say I have a raised, like something that's wide and tall. Okay,
like a platform?
Yeah, okay, platform. That's another example. Okay,
that's what
it means. A coastal Shugavoa, so Racha Arba.
On the top.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so Rishus HaYochid basically is an area which is 4x4 tefachim, enveloped or enclosed by a partitioning wall, which is 10 tefachim high. I don't know why the Mishnah Gemara didn't just say that. These cases are unusual examples. Okay, in the case of the Chritz, the walls are the ground. But as you dig a pit, the ditch, so the walls are the surrounding dirt, right? And the place where it's on the bottom, that's Rishus HaYochid. And in the case of the Gedder, the case of the fence, the outer surfaces, and we view that the outer surfaces extend upward. So when you're on the top of the wall, okay, even though there may not be any further walls going up, but the walls that were at least 10 tefachim high that comprised the wall, okay, our view is continuing further up. It's called good asik. You can learn about that more in Arabic, but we view as if the walls continue. It's imaginarily, but you're surrounded when you're on top of the when you're on top of that wall. And we think of a wall with not much room on top, but actually the Kosam Rabbi is pretty thick. If you've seen picture aerial pictures, pretty thick, you know. So again, I don't know exactly how thick, but it's, you know, you can sit up there, so to speak, and we view the walls that continue. So that's the definition of Rishus HaYochid. Okay? So basically, what that includes is any type of house, a building, okay, a fenced-in yard, okay, with has a gate or a fence around at least 10 tefachim high, car, okay, any type of, you know, surrounded by walls. That would be a classic example of Rishus HaYochid. Okay, that's why I said before, you can have a building, the public can go into the building. Okay, this building, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Okay, the Shiva building or a shul, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. I'm sorry, it's not a Rishus HaYochid in the sense of private property, it's public has access to it. But Pialacha can be called, we'll see, maybe depending on the size, but then Pialacha will be called a Rishus HaYochid anyway, because it's at least 4 tefachim and it's at least 10 tefachim high. Okay, good. There's a Gemara in Erevin, source number three. But the Gemara says, follow Elit Eliyit Marhaki Itmar. Amar Yehuda Mavui. A Mavui is like a street or an alley. Okay. She'ena Ro is Shituf. Okay. Ena Ro is Shituf. Basically, it's a Mavui, which Rashi explains. I'm bringing this Gemara in for, only for one side point. Okay. Shituf means it's like an era for our purposes. Okay. Shit was called shitufe mevos. Okay, when you get shitufe la shatef, you know, to join, joining alleyways into one, making a rishus. It's similar to what we call an eruv. Okay, so if you have a mavoi with basically means two parallel, a mavoi she'enero shituf is two parallel walls. It's an alleyway with two parallel walls. So there, shituf or shituf is needed. Between basically so the olden days they used to have houses opened up to a courtyard, okay? Several houses opened up to a common courtyard, and several of those courtyards opened up to a common street or common alleyway. If you picture the old part of Meir Sharim, you know, if you walk in the back, you can sometimes still see that. Nowadays, there's a real, you know what I'm saying? Like there's an alleyway, and then there's the homes, the kind of small apartments or homes that surround one courtyard, then the several courtyards together open into one alleyway. So you want to create the whole thing into Shusei Yachid. So there's a way to do it that's called Shitufei Mavos, Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara there is talking about a Mavi She'ena Ro L'Shituf. Okay, it's a Mavi with two parallel walls. You really need the three walls. Okay, so Shituf is needed between a Chatzer and a Mavi. And this is no good because you need a Tzuras HaPesach. You need something else. To sort of, you need a third wall basically for it to be able to be enclosed. By halacha, why is shitufei mevos? I'm not going into the detail because it's not really important for us the details of that. The Gemara says hechsher belechi azorok to achayev. If all you put up was a lechi, okay, so a lechi is just like a post. That's not enough. You need actually a full tzuras haPesach. Okay, the lechi. I'm sorry. Well. Alechi actually becomes like a third wall. I'm sorry. Hazor Kotocho Chayav becomes a Rishus Ayochim by putting up his lechi, by putting up this post. Okay. Hechsher Bekorah, we just put a beam on top. Hazor Kotocho Potos, Alma Kosar Alechi Mishum Chitza Bekorah Mishum Heker. So that's a big machlokas there in the beginning of Erevin. What is a lechi? It becomes like a mechitza, or it's just like a heker that this area is enclosed. And Chenem Rabba, Lech Mishum Chitza Bekorah Mishum Heker. But what I'm interested in from this sugi is the fourth source. Rashi there says lechem ishum mechitza because of our shlosha mechitzas d'oraisa. Gemara says you have this case of these mavos that have two parallel walls facing each other, and you put a lechi on the angle on the third. That becomes, this according to my opinion, like a mechitza. Like a right angle at the end. You know, it becomes like a third wall, like a little third wall. Exactly. So it becomes again the detail of lechem ishum mechitza karm ishum heker. That's the sugan erevin. Is not our topic now. Relevant to this erevin. But the key point I want to bring out is that Rashi says kosavar shlosha mechitzas d'oraisa. So what he's telling us is that to qualify as Rishus HaYochid, the oraisa has to be enclosed by walls on at least three sides. Yeah. Rambam disagrees. Okay, he has a whole thing. Rambam says four. You need four. So to Machlokes Yerushalmi, it's too much to go into now. Okay. The Rambam says it'll be. I think he thinks there's only the Havamim and the Gemara. I forgot. Okay. I mean, this is a discussion. It's a whole sugi there in Arabic. But I was really interested in Rashi saying Shlosha Mechitza. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Sevalab, Mokom Sheisho Gimel Chitza, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch was Usur Chachamim El Taltal Ba'achi Usur Shun Tikkun Beruvius. Okay. So, as the Mishabur explains in Kot Nalef, Mokom Sheisho Gimel Chitza, Hainu, Kagon Mavoi Shepasuach L'Ruach Revius. Okay, if you have a Mavoi alley which is open on one side, the fourth side is open. O Chotze Shenifrets Echad Mechotze Ben Shepasuach L'Karmel Social Rabbi. So Asu Chacham L'Talta Bones Yekot Beis Shir Dalan Avos. The Tam Shasu the Kevin Shuruach Revius Pachas Agami Domek Tzasu Shul Rabbi. L'Chacham Asu until he makes some kind of a Tikkun. Okay, the Mishabura. The reason I'm distressing is because there's a question whether Rosh Yochid or Raisa, you need three mechitzas or four mechitzas. That's the Bir Halacha writes in And so there in some Shin Samach Gimel and Seifalav Asur Chachamim Uli Inyan Imikri Shuz Yachman Atar Lechayev Azorik Metochus Rabbim Yesh Pluk to Bezeh Ben Rishonim the last Harambam Lo Mikri Shuz Yachman Atar Ela Ba'arba Mechitzas Or Koponim Begimel Chitzas Shem Zalechid Because of Dalad either four full walls or three walls plus something on the fourth side. The Chashuk Mechitza Lechi is like a Mechitza that the Rambam agrees with. Okay, Chen Muchatach Rabbi Chananel and others. Okay, Ochen Ladas Roba Poskim. He quotes other Tosas, Rabbi, Rabbi Rashi, a bunch of others, the social mechitzas or shtei mechitzas lechem Rishayachin Gomer Natora. Okay, all right, that's machlok. Okay, so that's a question just in terms of defining Rishayachin. All right, so you need to have three walls, you know, or four. Okay, all right, another Gemara. This is an Erevin Daf Vav Mudbeis. Once again, the same Daf actually Vav. Okay, but it's Erevin. Source number eight. Ba'amar Rabba Barachana Amar Yochanan Yerushalayim. Ilmale dos was sending alos balayla chayavon alam reshus harabim. Okay, what you have here, you're sitting in Yerushalayim. Okay, as Rashi will explain, you have Yerushalayim. Let's look at Rashi in Bava Beis 9. Yerushalayim reshus harabim shalom michuban mishar l'shar. There is a thoroughfare, a street, a main drag that goes from one side to the other. But foolish means straight. It's straight from one side to the other. Okay. Okay, so it goes from one side to the other. So that would qualify as Rishus HaRabim, because that's the thoroughfare that people go through. So Ilmale, if not for the fact that Los Hosen and Olos Belaila, that the wall, the doors of the city are closed at night. In the olden days, we had walls around the city, so you used to close the walls. I think by Shar Tzion, near the coast of Shar Tzion, when you walk through the Jewish quarter, Shar Tzion, I used to thought this big metal, I don't think it's ever closed now. I'm talking about that big metal gate. The metal gate. So I used to close at night to keep people out of, for protection reasons. That's what I had walls. Okay, so Malay also said in Olos Belaila, if not for the fact that its doors were locked at night, then you'd have to, clarify the Rishus HaRabim. And Ba'amar Ula, Hai Avula de Mechuzah, some sort of gate in Mechuzah, same thing. Then it would be Rishus HaRabim because, there's a thoroughfare in the middle. Okay? Now, Rashi here adds something, which we'll get to mention it here. I'll just point it out at this point. Okay, Rashi says, look in the Vavid Beis in source 9, Aaron Vavid Beis. Yerushalayim, Rishus HaRabim, Shalom, Mechuvah, Mishar, L'Shar. Umafulash, it goes one straight through. Now he writes, the Yeshba Drisa Shishim Ribo, and it's frequented by a huge amount of people, 600,000 people. The Rochav Sheshes Ve'Aman, this main street is at least 16 Amas, maybe about 25 to 30 feet wide. Okay. It's a wide thoroughfare. It's not an alley, it's a wide street. Okay, our regular streets in suburbia are less than that, I think. It's a wider street. I'm not sure I'm sitting around, how many feet is it? Of course, I don't know. It's wider. But certainly there are. Is it 25 feet? Probably not. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, but.
What, the streets?
The street, Amsterdam, let's say. The side streets are not. Huh? Yeah, the major, let's say the side streets, 26, 27. Probably not, huh? Probably not. All right, anyway, so these streets are wider. And the Mole Shano, that's what I like. Chayam Shab Rab. Abo Ne'ilos Glossos Mashula. Okay, the Chol's Mancho, we have a Carmelis, which we'll get back to.
The average.
The street, this main, huh?
The average, yeah, Charles, the average avenue of New York City is 100 feet wide.
Yeah, the avenues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Average cross streets are 60 feet wide.
Are 60 feet? 16.
60 feet.
The average.
Street. I don't know
what cross street is. Where.
Yeah, just
60 feet. I mean, including
Route 5. Let's say right over here, 186th Street.
181st
is wider. Or whatever, some of what. Right, anyway, that's what they're talking about over here. Okay. And Avulu the Mechuzah says, Sha'ari Ha'ir Mechuvan Zekan Gazem, and it was a big city. Fine. So let's look at the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yudalat Malach Allah. Arba Rishus Shabbos. Rishul Yachid is Rambam Kamas Mantor. Fine. The Ezer Rishul Yachid, he gives several examples. Tail is a mound. Mouth before the Gemara gave the example of a wall, but the Rambam gives the example of a mound, a tail, a hill. Okay, Shagavu Asar Tvachim, Barachav Arba Tvachim, Al Arba Tvachim. Oh, yes, okay, it's at least 10 Tvachim high, and it's at least 4 by 4 Tvachim, a hill. okay, or more. Bechein chirit, same thing with a pit, a ditch. She amok asor rochav arba arba yesol kain. Bechein mokum shumukav. Likewise, the Rambam says mokum shumukav arba mechitzos. Notice that he says four mechitzos. We saw three, but okay, that's what you're referring to. This Rambam pergedalachal mukav arba mechitzos govan asor benei arba arba yesol kain. Afil yesh bekamamilim im hukav ledir. Even if it's it's quite long. It's still in hook of Ladir, go in Medina, who kefes choma, so they'll send others malayla. It could be very big. It could be a whole town, like the Gemara said about Yerushalayim. Lots of people live there. So, Mavos, and similar Mavos, above in Ali, Yishal Shoshak Solim, the Lechi Baruch Rabbi. It's got three walls and a Lechi, some little extension on the fourth side. So again, that's like I told you before. So Yochid is not a matter of ownership. The whole Yerushalayim, in a certain sense, is Nidon, because it's surrounded by walls, completely enclosed. Okay? So bottom line, and the Mechitza has to be within three Tvachim of the ground. This is then called the Hanging Mechitza. Hopefully you'll learn that in Hilchos Erevin. Anyway, like some type of fence, sometimes a fence, which doesn't quite reach the ground. On the fence with the gate, doesn't always reach the ground. That's not considered a gate. Yeah.
When we're speaking about the wall, particularly the spiritual line, the overall gates are locked. Let's say you have, let's say even this wall, where we have a door right over here. So that door is not open in the night.
Right. So it doesn't change things. And that's really the fundamental, that's the basis of Erevin. But we'll hold the thought. That's the Raman Perk, Yodat Alachal. Raman Perk, the design of the Tetzvot. He tells you, what does a mechitza mean? Again, it's relevant. Any type of partition? Here we're talking about a wall around the old city. What if it's just a cloth hanging there, a shower curtain? How? So again, you'll learn about this in Erevin, but the Rambam writes in paragraph 11, Kol mechitza shenachol lama beruach mitzuyah. Will this thing be able to stand in a normal wind? Okay, so a bed sheet hanging there could blow right down. Okay, mechitza is able to withstand, but mechitza and asul anachet and mechitza chom mechitza and asul el tznias bavad and mechitza. He has rules about mechitza. It has to be 10 tefachim high. Then again, that becomes relevant for Vilchus Erevin as well. I just put it in there for that purpose. Okay, so that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. To look what the Shulchan Aruch says. So Simin Shin Mem Hei is where these dinim are. Sif Aleph Simin Shin Mem Hei. Arba Roshuras Shabbos Rosh Hashanah is Rabbi Carmelis. He defines Carmelis. We'll come back to that. It's a funny word, Carmelis. Okay. In Haifa, the city of Haifa, that's the one place in Eretz Yisrael we have a subway. So Haifa is on a mountain, Har Carmel. Okay, so they have the subway. I think it has eight stops, maybe more. I don't know. You get from the bottom of the hill to the top of Haifa, so they have an underground subway, and it's called the Carmelite. Okay, nothing to do with halachic Carmelites, but it's because it's Har Carmel, so it's like a subway. Okay, anyway. I mean, as far as I know, that's the only place I'd saw it. Subway, maybe there are more now. Anyway, so the Carmelis, it's a funny word. It comes to the word, to play on words, rach mal. Okay, it's soft, but yet brittle, meaning lo lach, lo yovish. It's not moist, but it's not dry. It's kind of in the middle. So the Carmelis means it's neither Rosh Hashanah nor Rosh Hashanah. It's in the middle. We'll come back to that point. But more important for now is Sibbeis, 12 Sibbeis, Ezel Roshus HaYachid, Mokom hamukaf mechitzas gvoos asar tvachim v'yesh bo dalat tvachim adal tvachim ocho yoser v'chein chritz amok asar v'rochav arba v'chein tel gvoos. Okay, that's a reshus hayochet. All right, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot Nala from Simon Shinem Hei. We're going to move through this quickly. We're just getting the basics here. Akdim azakdom akhtar. This is one of the melachas where he gives a little bit of an akdom. So he says, Hine hotso amershus hoshus hamekal shar melachas shos ha-Torah la-asos b'yom ha-Shabbos. And they're all from the Torah. And then he quotes the pasuk that we saw yesterday. You know, by Aviva Kol B'machan, Moshe told people not to bring from their tents, which was Yochet, to his tent and so on. And okay, so then you're not allowed to bring from Rosh Rabbim to Rosh Yochid or from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Rabbim, and so on. Okay, second part of the Mishnah we'll leave out, and I'll come back when we talk about Carmelis. So Cotton Bay is Amuko Mechitzas, the Simon Shin Sam Kimmy's board, Kama Mechitzas, Sarah. Okay, various other details, like we said. Gvoa Asar. Now, you can see Cotton Hay on the next page. Avil Ima Tail, O Mechitzim, Chusim Asar Tvachim. If the mound, the hill, this little mound, is less than 10 Tvachim off the ground, or if the walls, sometimes you have a gate around the backyard, which is not 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim is 35 35, 36, maybe 40, it's a pentameter tefach, not a problem now. But let's say sometimes you have a fence around the yard, it's not 10 tefachim high. So if it's less than that, avshem rechavim harbe, lav rishus yachidu. Okay, it doesn't matter how wide they may be, it's not a rishus yachid. Ain't talk shit, I tell zokov, you go about a field of mishupa, that's another important point. What if it's a slope? Mishupa means an angle, it's a slope. It's not a hill where it's like a squared shaped hill. It's kind of, it ascends, right? It's a hill. This is also very relevant to this area, and a hill. It's a slope. So sometimes you have on the side of a highway or somewhere else in a town, you have, it's not a straight dirt thing, right? It's not a straight wall, but it goes up, you know, the town is higher up and the highway is further below. So, you know, it slopes up. So the question is, if it slopes, I started talking with Goba, we talk Shippur Da'aramos. Does it go Da'aramos within 10 Tfachim? You know, then that's a slope. You can measure it. Okay, that's also considered okay. It doesn't have to be straight up. It doesn't have to be, the right word, 180 degrees, whatever degrees it is, on a slope. That would also count as a wall. Okay, good. Now, now the Gemara mentions something else. Okay. On Zainam of Bezen Shabbos 14 Guf Amar Gil Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef Amar Rav Bayis She'ein Tocha Asara Ukruya Maslim Al Asara. Okay, let's say it's a room that's not 10 Tfachim high, but the roof, the thickness of the roof, cover the roof, okay, the roof's thickness brings it to 10. So Al Gago Muto Talta B'socho B'socho Eino Talta B'el B'arba Amos. Okay, so on the roof, you want to carry it. Again, remember the old days, people used their roofs. We see people drying fruits on the roof and so on. So if you have a room which is not 10 tefachim high, but the roof makes it 10 tefachim. So when you're standing on the top, the walls are 10 tefachim because it includes the thickness of the roof. So I said before, when you move the walls, they continue up and you can carry but inside, no, because it's not a Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have 10 tefachim. What if you dug out? You lowered the ground level. You lowered inside the ground level, so now it is 10 tefachim. Right? And you dug out. And it's a case not that common today, but I'll show you where it is. Okay, you dug out the area. So you dug out the area, then you made it arba amos. So then, mutul tata bakulo, even in the part that's not arba amos, as long as there's a sufficient area, only the part that's not dug out. But you dug a hole in the middle, you lowered the ground level and part of it, so the whole thing is viewed as one. One second, okay. My time, that's called habi chore rishus harab. Chore like like crevices, opening. Chore shiachad rishus harab dummy. The itmar chore shiachad rishus shiachad dummy. Okay. If the inside of the area is less than, again, the walls are less than 10 tefachim high, and now with the thickness plus the thickness of the roof, you have 10 tefachim, that doesn't help you for inside because the walls where you are enclosed are not 10 tefachim high. It helps you for the top of the roof because now you have beneath you 10 tefachim walls and the walls imaginarily continue up, so then you're in good shape. Then that area is Rishus Yachid. But inside, you only have Arba, and that's going to be called the Kamalus because the walls are not 10 tefachim. Okay, but if he dug out an area in the floor, so then it's like crevices in the wall are like part of the wall. So we said, for example, a mechitza. You have a mechitza. Similar to what you asked, but not exactly. Let's say I have a wall, but it's not a solid wall. There are holes. There are gaps in the wall. That's called chore. A hole is chore, right? There are gaps in the wall, right? But nevertheless, it's mostly a wall. So even though they're like, again, picture of Kosar Rabbah, people put in the kritlok and they put all the notes in. That guy, you can, whole shot of it there, stick your hand in. No, they did. You know, maybe not really, but okay. Anyway, not for now. But the mice of the, but you know what I'm talking about, right? They're big, hot thing, huge. Okay, that's called chore. Chore shusiyachet.
So you have floors 20 amos to 20 amos.
Yeah.
As long as I have it, some part of the.
As long as you have an arba area, yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Wow. Okay, and that's what Rashi explains, right? Chokakbo, Zainer Bezes, 15. Chokakbo, but Karka Habayas, Memtiso, in the middle, Arba Borokro, Vishlimo Mokam Chakak, the Chalala Sargabo, Alakirui, Nasa Kola Bayas Kulo, Chorish Yachin. I said, the whole house now becomes Chorish Yachin, Kemo Kosle Rish Yachin, Ubahem Chorin, Chop Rish Yachin, Shame Kirish Yachin, Makanami, came in the Negat Chakak, Rish Yachin Gomor, so then it's more. Then the Raman Paskins, Chorish Yachin, hang kirushos yachid. So when this does matter, basically an extension of rishus yachid has a din of rishus yachid, even though that area itself, that's what comes out, is not a rishus yachid. It's considered part of that. There's a rishus yachid there, so the rest becomes part of that rishus yachid. So where this is relevant is we call yesterday, you have a window ledge. And a window ledge is an extension of the house. So the house is yachid, so the window ledge is also rishus yachid. Or you know, some kind of a deck even, or balcony. So that's where chorish comes in. And the Shulchan Aruch passes that way as well. Shim Shim Mem Hey Sif. Dalad chorim shebekos rishus yachid sheklap rishus yachid rishus yachid. Okay. Now, just to say a little bit, okay, what you do when you build an Erev, when it's permissible an Erev, what you do is you make that area into a Rishus Yachid. That's the essence of building an Erev, okay? You make the area that you're enclosing, it was not enclosed before, okay? And now you're making it into a Rishus Yachid. So you have it in a camp, you put things around, you want to make the whole area into a Rishus Yachid, so you can carry on Shabbos. So if we're not dealing with a real Rishus Yachid to begin with, we'll come back momentarily to talk about Carmelis, but then you can build an Erev and make the area into Rishus Yachid by enclosing it. Now, if you put a real gate around it, that's great. That's not a problem. That's even a real Rishus, like we saw about Yerushalayim. The chop of an Erev is, as we'll see, is that you're not really putting a fence around it. You're putting an imaginary fence around it. Right? You're putting it up. Huh? Right, right. We'll talk about Al-Halacha that a real Rishus Yachid you'd have to actually enclose. Okay, with actual real wall, a real gate. What we built is an imaginary wall, right? What's called the term Erev, is a bit of a misnomer, okay? Because the Erev is not the wires or the posts, okay? That's called the Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach means something that looks like a doorway. You said before about a doorway. So it's basically the shape of letter Chetz, two vertical poles and a horizontal thing on top. So I build a series of those around an area. So now, even though it's open, you can walk right through it. Nevertheless, we view it as though that's the basic, in a nutshell, the idea of an area that it's considered to be surrounded. To give your example, if I have a house and the door is open, I can still, even if the door is open, it's still considered to be surrounded by the wall. What if the door is open here and the door is open there too? What if I have 12 doors? So there comes a point where it's not a wall, where there's more open than there is standing.
Presumably, okay. The gate to your shrine.
Mostly wall. Okay, but if it comes to a point where I have so many doors that there's more open space than there is standing space, so that's not a wall anymore. Okay, but for Carmelis is good enough. Yeah.
Why doesn't the gate have a purpose?
Say it again?
Why doesn't the gate have a purpose?
Okay, the Chacham and the Heimam Rehaim Omer. Yeah.
Is that why they have the little flags on them?
I think that makes it easier to check. I think it's practicality.
That's how they extended it at 1 year.
Yeah, I know my son's involved because he's the rabbi and my son. They were talking about it. They wanted to extend it for that hotel there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new hotel.
Huh?
Well, the real idea of the area is there should be a heker, and you're right. I mean, so I know what it's Haman Rahman would say. Instead of it works. You know, you are a heker. Huh?
Well,
I mean, they gave you an opportunity. So periodically, you should remind people. But it doesn't have to be a hecker that you see all the time. As long as in general, you know the area surrounded by an area, that's enough. You know, periodically, you should remind people. Like in Eretz Yisrael, around certain towns, you'll see at the outskirts of town, there's a sign that says, Ad Kama Erev. You see that? Like in Eretz Yisrael, you can build whatever you want. So let's say around the flat or any town, they build an Erev, and you want to go for a walk. But I've seen it. Other towns also, they have a little sign, Ad Kama Erev. Don't carry anything past here. And we do that here, we don't do it here. It's a good question.
What's the point?
The point is just a pesach is that it makes it into a wall. It's an imaginary wall.
What was the purpose?
No, Chazal's purpose is since it was only us to carry the drabon to begin with, so they gave you a way to do something to be able to carry it. So you won't carry the real Rishus HaRab. Right? We'll see. We'll get to Kamala. Give me a chance. We'll get to Kamala. But anyway, that's the. So what do you want? So again, The Erev, though, there's one other point, and that's what people should know about. The real Erev actually is the food. It's not enough to build the place. There has to be something, build a wall around the place. There has to be something else that unites the residents. And that is that there's a box of food, typically a box of matzahs, because those are spoiled, okay, that's kept in one place within the town, or within the area they're trying to be married, okay? It's kept in one person's home, and sometimes they keep it in the shul, or whatever. And everybody, theoretically, has access to that box of matzahs. Usually, we make an announcement, usually with us, and we always renew it, Erev Shabbos HaGadol. Every 4 Pesach, we'll put a new box of matzahs. You know, so people should know that that's really the error. Some should have a sign. People should know that.
You do it for matzah, so it's okay all year round.
Yeah, and also because it's spoiled.
Yeah.
Matzah tastes as good. I don't know. It's a year later, the last year. I told you the story. I went to search in comments. One year, one of my sons, a little kid, so the second night of Pesach, he hit the afikoman and then naturally fell asleep. And Mishum Panam, we couldn't wake him up. We just couldn't get him up. Okay, so the din is, you take a different piece of matzah, you have to come. I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but that's the halacha. You know, it doesn't have to be the piece they broke the yachat. So we had a different piece, we ate the he forgot about it, we forgot about it, we forgot about it. You know, the next day, the second day, we moved on. You know, in life, the following year, like before Pesach, I was searching the Dikas Chometz, and I opened some drawer, and there was that piece of matzah that he had hidden there the year before in the little matzah deckel, in the matzah bag. Fresh as ever. Like I found it. Yeah, we found it a year later in the back of a drawer somewhere. We forgot about it. Anyway, so that's why. But I'm off the field again. You'll talk about more than you'll learn about everything. But the Gemara says on Bavad Alev and Shabbos now, 18, same God. Chatzer Sarab, Ervu Mutar, Velo Ervu Asar. Okay, and I told you already how the towns were built in those days. So 19, Rashi says, many homes open to the same courtyard. We have a similar thing in an apartment building, right? An apartment building, and many apartments open to the same hallway. Okay, the chotzer psuch l'rishu rabbi, and the chotzer is open to rishu rabbi, and people go through that chotzer rishu rabbi, or mavos and mavosim alleyway shirosha echad sosim. It's closed at one end, and several different courtyards open up, and several courtyards open up to this one street. Again, you walk on this street, and you can go to this courtyard, to that courtyard. Right? It's happened some places in the city also. I think a little bit. I've seen it. Okay, it's not what we built today. But anyway, and that's how we get to Rishon. So Irvu, says Rashi. Irvu, kol abatim shel chatzer yachad bepas. Okay, they all got together. Just like the Erev Tavshil is also food, right? And Erev Tumen is also food. So this is also food. Okay? The same thing with the Mavui. Mutar and lahachtas shel hotzer and abatim and chatzer. V'chein min hachatzer is l'mavui. Okay? They made an error. All the people, Rashi says, Irvo, call about them shulchotzer, all the homes, all the families, and this chutzer, all the homes.
My mind goes to the wire.
Forget the wire. Okay. The area. It is enclosed already. But picture an apartment building. Okay. Picture an apartment building. So several apartments open up into one area. So, and that area is common use, the hallway, the lobby, whatever. Okay. That's common use. So, the truth of the matter is, you're not allowed to carry in that area from your house into the lobby, okay, unless you made an Erev. Okay, the Jewish people in the building get together, having one person, one person does it, everybody chips in, however you work it out, okay, and there's one box of matzahs that's kept in one place that everybody now has access to, theoretically. Not everyone's going to take it, but you can. So now we're all one big happy family, so it's considered Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Wouldn't it otherwise be? Is it all in one enclosure?
Yeah. So we'll see later. But in the individual homes, with Rabbanan, is a problem. With Rabbanan, since I can't really go into your house, I have permission, so that separates it. I don't want to get to all this, but we'll try. Okay, but that's the idea. So Ervo, Rashi says, Ervo, call our bottom shelf to have pass. Rashi mentioned pass. It's food. Okay. And the same with the Mavui. So then, Lutarm lahachten shul hotzim and avotim lachotzer v'chedem lachotzer l'mavim below Ervo asurin. See, Rashi says it here. Each house is officially private to the owner of the house. I can't walk into your house. Chotzer or shul sekulon. Okay? But, you have, again, it's not a function of ownership. And again, you have a shul, you have a municipal building, whatever, people will walk in. All right, then, motzim or shul sekulon. Afop, look at Rashi here, because this is your point, Israel. Afop, sheshtei en rishus hayachid. They were gozing. Okay. Anyway, that's the and the Rambam Paskin this way in the beginning of Hilchos Erevin. Look in 20. Hilchos Erevin Parakalav Al Kabeis. Avodivay Sof. We jump on him. Oster l'shchenim l'talta b'rishu yachin sheish bo chaluka b'diurin. Separate dwelling places. Your apartment, my apartment, it's 18 apartments on the floor, whatever it is. Adshe yargo kol ha'shchenim kulam b'erev Shabbos. Echad chotzer, echad movi, echad medina, all these things, part of the Takan of Shlomo Beis Dino, and v'chein yachin ha'chad gimel. It's oster to carry from your apartment to my apartment, through the, even though it's all enclosed. But they made it there because it's similar. Your apartment is private for you. My apartment is private for me. In the lobby itself, back and forth in the lobby, people sometimes leave their strollers outside the apartment. So the baby can't fall asleep. So I put the baby in the stroller and I walk back and forth in the lobby. That's okay. Because the lobby is there, it's enclosed. But to go from your house apartment to mine, it's a private, your apartment is private.
So,
my
so,
apartment.
So we're no longer
they made
saying,
Xera.
So we're no longer saying the Xera on top of. After you do the bread basket situation, you still can't go into other?
No, the bread basket situation is because you would be able to carry
everything. But
yeah, like, now but everything is one bit. It's like just so.
Now he's saying that you're allowed to look at the hallway?
The hallway, because the hallway was, they only made the Gezerah going from one private domain to another private domain.
So he's saying that the Gezerah is not about the hallway, it's right. Actually about the apartment.
Right.
You're allowed to come
to your house to the classroom.
Right. But not from your house to my house. Your apartment
to
my
house. According to the understanding of the
Gezerah. Yeah, no, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Chen Yosheh Olam Sukkos Umachar Shekiva Mechitz Ein Latav Me'Olal Olal. Look at the Rama Hachmul. You can't go from one tent to another. Okay. Ad Shiarbu Kulan. Okay. That's it. Then. And Balak Adalid, the Rama explains Nei Ma Tikin Shlomo Melech Dover. Shlomo Dover's there. Kedesh Yid To Om Yom Kesheim Shemuto Lahotzim Echatzeros Lo Yechovos Amadina Veshukel. So people will make a mistake and thinking, therefore, you know, in halacha, hey, leficha, tikan, shekol rishus hayachid, shetechalek biyadurin, biyadurin. Each rishachid which has private residence. My apartment is my private residence. Your apartment is your private residence. Biyachos kol echad v'echad bar rishus la'atzmo. Each guy considers it his. Okay. So then they made that example. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch also brings it. So Mishin Samach Bav Sif Aleph 21. Chotzer shahar be'batim psuchim l'socho. Osu chachomim will tell them the potem lechatz that she arbu. I just want to clarify. You also, I said wrong word. You can't bring out from your apartment into the hallway either. You can carry in the hallway, like I said before. You the stroller is out in the hallway, right? And you want to just walk back and forth in the hallway. You can't bring from your apartment out either.
So
that also right, without the area. Yeah.
So when people go, let's say they're going to Mexico, you know, wherever, non-Jewish program, they're basically probably most of probably not here or there. That they.
So there's a different thing about a hotel, you know, and something like that. It's a different thing.
So what's he saying? Some programs. He's
not a problem with Jews.
There's not a program.
There it's owned by somebody else. It's not. Yeah, it's said, some make. I don't go into that detail, but okay. Some make up by hotels. The cool of a hotel is that theoretically, it's not yours. You're renting a fraction. For example, you can't take the drawers and the plan. And also theoretically, the balabas, they can move you. They have the right to come and say, we need you to move to a different room. So you don't really have ownership. So that's a basic idea. Okay, it's a basic idea. Anyway. Shulchan Aruch says again, since I'm close to the Chotzer Sharbe Botim Sukum Toko, also called the Talpa Tem Chotzer Yarbo, and I should go and pass. We call bias who buy. You collect a little food from everybody, or a person gives, you know, everyone. And we then, Ida Kach, that's your question. Look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Kach and Rome, Kiilu Kulam Dorim Boso Bias. We now, we like everyone lives in the same house. We all have, it's in your apartment maybe, but I chipped in for you. Right, so I have the right to go. That's the idea of it. Okay. Again, the Mishabur explains that the case is Shin Sam Wafsi Kwanala, Shaharbe Batim Shal Anashim Yuchadim, individual families, individual people, that's private. So who are demi bias the bias sochats, obisochamovi, all these cases. And again, that's what I mentioned about the apartment. Okay, so much about Rishul Yachim. Let's move on now to Rishul Sarabim 23. Same Gemara in Shabbos, Bob Manala. So how do we define Rishu Sarab? Now we know how to define Rishu Sarab. How do we define Rishu Sarab? 23. Sracha. Sracha is what we call today a highway.
A hot sauce.
What?
It was a hot sauce.
Sracha. Oh, Sracha. Sarancha is 11. Yeah. All right, Rashi says 24. Sarancha, Mesila, Mesila, Shahochin, Bob, Meir, Leir. That's thoroughfare. How do we go from one town to the next? Highway. Okay. Or Platya. Rhymes, not the same thing. Platya, Platya Gedola, it's like a plaza. Okay. The town square. You know, Rashi says, Rechava Shush, Shom Niskabsin, Leschor. Many European cities, even out of Amazet, certainly in the olden days, the Renaissance, they would build, they had a big public square, and that's where all the shops, that's where people go. And still today. Huh? Like the Roma, right? There's a major, big area in the middle near the Yishuv, near the, what they call Shul. So the, so right, you know, that's where the shops open into that, the middle area, like a plaza, the market, you know, the public outdoor market, market square. You know, that's where Shul's Arava. Also, Umuvos Mushalim. Okay, again, like I said before, streets, Mufulashim. Mufulashim, again, Mavim Mufulash, where it's straight and is open on each end. You know, it goes straight through. It's Zehu, Rishus, Arabim, Gemurim. Okay, again, it doesn't have to be public property. You have a privately owned road. You know, there are some places that are privately owned or that people have rights to. Even though the public goes, they have the right to charge. The whole issue, you ever go to Long Beach? Okay. You come to that bridge. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Just past the five towns. You go over that bridge. And they don't take easy pass there. Okay. Yeah. Or maybe, I don't think they ever did. Oh. It's a private toll. It's like and I think it's owned by some family bought the rights to it 150 years, 100 years, whenever the bridge was built. Okay. And I think you have to have cash. They don't take, you know, they don't. And somebody told me there's also some bridge Detroit that goes to Windsor, Ontario or something. Also, it's a and it was a whole kind of lawsuits and so on. But anyway, so occasionally you have my point is you have a private road, which is, you know, which considers the rabbi. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, continuing down above and Ein motzi and Rishus HaYachad Zul Rishus HaRabim Zul. Now they define Rishus HaYachad and Rishus HaRabim. You can't carry from this Rishus HaYachad to that Rishus HaRabim. Ein machnisim Rishus HaRabim Zul Rishus HaYachad. And you can't bring in from Rishon Rabbim to Rishon Yochid. Im holds the vichnis b'shogeg chayav chatzas. Amazing anush chorus in his concert. Real is malacha on Shabbos and so on. Okay, the Rambam in the parish on Mishnah, in Shabbos Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph. As we saw yesterday, Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph talks about Hotzor. That's how the Masechta starts. It's Yisrael Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, I'll give a little hadoma. Whatever reason he deals with Rishon Rabbim before he deals with Rishon Yochid, even though the Gemara's order was Rishon Yochid first, the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah writes, Shinam HaKom Dinah Shabbos Arbo, Ho'echer Rishon Rabbim, Behu HaMokom Shal Rabbim Bokin Bo. If people travel, he throws in also based on the Gemara B'Tzrai, the Gemara didn't mention it on Davo, but it mentioned elsewhere, Shalot Yehim Makuro. Makuro means covered. Okay, it has to be open area. It can't be covered areas. Classified as Surah Abdurraiza, it can't be covered. And Vishieh Berocho Sheisha Sve Amal. So it has to be at least 16 amas wide. Okay, O Yosef. Below Yashar, it can't have a gate that's locked. Below Yatoch Homos Medina. Okay, and Lafisha Medina, Harsim Kepes Homo, Yesho Dalso Sumanon, and Rishud Rab. A city that has surrounded by walls, the walls a lot, like we saw him, is not Rishud Rabbin, and so on. And he writes at the end, Abu Rishud Rabbim, he can go on Hamid Boros, a desert, Yaros, forests, okay? Drachim Falashan, and roads that lead to them, those are all Rishud Rabbim. Other examples, parks, okay? Open air markets, a bridge, streets where people go, that's all called Rishud Rabbim. Okay, now, then the Rambam goes on, I printed it, we discussed it, and then he goes, mentions Rishud Yachid. You know, I don't know why he did it in the reverse order, but he did. So Yochid is a makom she'ein a rabbin bokin bo, and that has to be asar tvachim high and four tvachim by four tvachim in width. He gives an example of the chlitz. He mentioned again arba makitzos. Okay, we all saw that. Where does the Rambam get this idea that it can't be covered, that the carry area can't be, you know, a cover over, you know, roofed? So that's the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph 26. Arba of Shmuel by Yehuda Marib Abba. Arba of Yehuda Marav Hamaber Chayfetz Arba Mishvuyan and Arba Shor Makura. Potter, the Mishnah ain't a dome at the Diglei Midbar. Everything is modeled after the Mishkan, and that was the way Jews were set up in the Midbar, and there was no roof over them. Okay, Rashi explained. Mishkan was. The whole camp. No roof over. Okay, Diglei Midbar. No. And Rashi is Makura means, by the hand of it out, step 27. Makura means Sheesh Lagaga. That's a rule. The Diglei Midbar, the Chol Malachos Mishavs, Mishkan Gamel, come on. All right. Now, The Mishnah has an expression of Irvin. Question.
Sorry, good question. So where does the Amos come from?
So that's we said earlier, that's just a definition of the width of the road. Okay,
But why is that on the back of the game as well?
Huh?
Why is that also who we have that before?
Yes, I don't remember now. I mentioned before. I remember if the Gemara mentioned that specifically not. But here's another thing the Gemara also does. I think Gemara must mention it. We'll see in a moment. Because there's another possible criterion to the subject of major machlokas. We've shown them and machlokas are poskim. That's the following. We alluded to it already before. There is an expression. I'm only interested in the expression because of what Rashi says. There's a mission error in Nun Tesman Aleph 28 where the mission calls Ir Shel Yochid. A city belonged to an individual. But it doesn't mean belong to an individual. Rashi explains Ir Shel Yochid. It's not a place that's frequented by 600,000 people. And says Rashi, below Chashiva Rishus Harabim, it's therefore not called the Rishus Harabim, the Lo Damila Digle Midbar. Okay, so according to Rashi, to qualify as a Rishus Harabim, we had the Rashi earlier, alluded to it back in source number 9, okay, on Erev Dachvah. But here he says it's specifically an area that does not have 600,000 people, okay, is not considered Rishus Rabbim Daraisa, the Damila Digle Midbar. Again, the Digle Midbar, and the Jews are 600,000 Jews. So it doesn't.
Did Rashi ever see the
I don't know. Probably not. Not that many. Well,
10 cities in the world.
No, I mean, New York, yeah, Mexico City, and big cities, but not as many. Yeah, you're right. Not, you're right.
Anachanami.
You're not wrong. I agree with you. We'll see you shortly. New York, I think you do. Okay, New York, you do. Not as a question, will you consider part of the city?
This would be applied to Arabin, and then you could carry anywhere.
Daraisa, and that's why that is the major opening to build Erevin in big areas, right. Big cities, as opposed to just around the yard or neighborhood. But certainly, our small towns, you know, I'm in Teaneck, if you're in the five towns or whatever, so they don't have. So we'll see.
Okay.
So it's because the big machlokas. Rashi said it. Tosas, they're in Erevin, Nun Tes and Aleph. Here Shalachah Pirsh Perkuntres. It doesn't have 600,000. But Hadinimo, he's right. Tosa agrees with Rashi. Also, Tosa earlier, back on Davot, Bav Manal, 31, Tosa Diramasil. That Tosa Ervin was Diramasil Irshel Yochid on Tosa Manal. Tosa on Bav Manal, Diramasil Ketzim Arvin says, Pirishakun Zuram Roch of Yud Vav Amos, and Fulsh Mishnei Tzadim, Yisharon Sharon, Mitzuyan Bar Shishim Ribo. Mechain Yeh, Balachas Gdolos. I also says, the Bein Andresis Samach Ribo. Rabbi Natam objects. Okay, he says, because the wagons, we have a Gemara on Daf Tzadiches, we actually mentioned once, that underneath the wagons is a consideration of Rabbim, and there weren't 600,000 people under the wagons, okay? But, nevertheless, they went back and forth. All right, so the same area, so it counts as 600,000. Then at the end, Tosfos of Od Hiksha, wait a minute, how many Jews were in the Midbar? 600,000, that was only men between 20 and 60, right? So it was an ambulance, et cetera, right? The Bemidbar. So actually, it was 603,550, the Rosh Hashanah, that kosher. But the Gemara said, but what about all the women and children? Many more than 600,000. Okay. The Mod Hiksha, the Bedigli Midbar, have a tough national Amish Bar, Machain Kosher, and Erirah. The Erirah were not counted, a lot more people. So Yeshlomo, the Lord Gemir, and Mishkan, El Misl, the Ksiva Misbar, whatever is written in the Torah. So that's what picked 600,000. Mm-hmm. Again, the Rosh Hashanah ones are 603,550. Huh? What? That's linked. So, no, so I'm saying the halach was determined based on the number of the Torah given. Right. That's those his counsel. Right. But you should have to have men between that. They don't go that far. There are, yeah.
I do know what the part. I'm just curious. That's a really fascinating point. Do you know anything about that? It's like a larger. The point that, like, in Ishinami, maybe there was more in the Midbar, but Torah says it ignore the fact that, like, the Messiah has been more than 600,000.
Yeah, well, if you look at it in the Targum, Uncle, in Targum and Yonas, I think, when they came, the first time we mentioned 600,000 is in Parsha the Bo, where it says, Keshesh Meos Erag El Fraglia, Gavorim Levad Mitav. It mentions that in part when it came out of Mitzrayim, and I think that the Targum Uncle is there, says that, or Targum Yonas, somebody there says about 3 million people together. So the Rosh Hashanah here, they asked the question, it's not doesn't even match what says in the Torah, 600,000 is off. 603,550. Okay. Sure. The Ramban, I printed the Ramban, but many Rishonim reject this entire thing. Now that's going to be a big kula, because as you just pointed out, I mean, many towns are not going to be considered Shinarab and Daraisa. They may have highways, and they may have 16 amas, they may have uncovered, and all the other criteria are met, but they ain't got 600,000 people. And that opens the door to building Erev in major metropolitan areas. Okay? The Ramban, among others, very strongly disagrees. The Ramban there in Erev in the Testament Aleph on the Mishnah, Yirshal Yochid, he quotes Rashi, okay? And he writes, look at the third line there, V'lo yadana minayin lo l'Rashi kein. Where did Rashi get this from? Shalo huzkar b'talmud, Shalo Gemara never mentioned such a thing. That's why the 16 hours must mention the Gemara. I just forgot where, but the Ramban challenges this. And the Ridvan and many others, they challenge, what are you talking about? The Gemara never said such a thing. It's a nice idea, but the Gemara never said anything. Okay? And he said, acknowledges, Allah Gedola says it. Okay, big people said it. The Ramban is not, you know, Ramban respects Rashi, calls him, you know, Adobar Tolib Yilonus Gedolos. They're major trees. It's, you know, right? It's rooted in a good place. Rashi, the Bahak, the Komokom, Anotmeim. You know, the Gemara should. Why did the Gemara say, Sracha and Platcha, the Gemara and Davah, what we said before, back in in source 23, where the Gemara says it's a plaza. It's a, why didn't the Gemara mention it's 600,000? And, you know, saying, but who should Yavu Shom Shishim Real? Think that a prat like that ought to find its place in the Gemara. Say what the Ramban rejects it. The Ramban, full disclosure, does not mention it. Parak Yud Dalav, the Shabbos of Aleph, 33. Arbor shoes the Shabbos, shoes the Yachid, shoes the Rabbim, Kamas Makom Tur, Eza Hiru shoes the Rabbim, Midboros, Biyarim, Shvokim, Shukin, or marketplace, Drachim, and Philosophin, Ubavad, Shiroch, there are Tezai and Hamo, Loyal of Tikra, it doesn't say anything about 600,000. The Shulchan Aruch, it's in Mishim Mem Hei Sev Zion 34, says Eza or shoes the Rabbim, Rechobos, Shvokim, Arachavim, Tezai and Hamos, Eina Makur, Eilam Choma, Affiliation Choma, in Hain. The Fulosh and Shah Sharon, they're not locked at night, as I said before. Abi Rashid Rabbin. The Yesh Omrim, he quotes the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, Shakol Shain Shishim Riba Ovim Shom Chol Yom, enters the Rabbin. That's another question. 600,000 people are there in the same hour, are they in the same minute, during the course of the day, they come in and out. Okay, that's what he said, Chol Yom, Eno Rashid Rabbin. So I said, this is a major league machlokas. Okay, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it first, like the Rambam, who does not mention that criterion, and then he says it is Yesh Omrim. All right. The Mishnah Berurah has gotten your test. Ain't a Mekurim, Diglam Ibrahim, no cover, fine. Mefulashim, again, they have straight to go straight through, which is a Rabbim. All right. Now, he says in Sikot and Chav Gimel, look at what the Mishnah Berurah says. 35, Sikot and Chav Gimel, Simchim Meme. He says, Mefulashim, Yishar, Lushar. Okay. I'm sorry. Shishim Ribo. Svirlu the Gam Lazeb in a Dumi the Digley Midbar. Shishim Ribo. The Afsha Shama or Erev Rabbi Noshim Top. Lo Chashvina Elamashinimsim because of the Ferris. Fine. Ulina Halacha Midas and Achaber the cost of the Zu Rap Shem Yesh Omrim. Okay. Mashin Halacha Lo Svirla Kane. It's not that Solano doesn't hold that way. He just says it. He brings up the Yesh Omrim. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, we call Mokom Ein Banu Koach Limchos Biyar Asom Kanal Deazu. We can't object to those who say it, okay? Because it's not a Das Yochid. He refers to Ber Halacha, but he says B'chol Bal Nefesh Yachmer Atzmo. So you ask about someone not using the Erev. Well, if you don't want to rely on this Kula, you know, 600,000, you know, you don't want to rely on it. So that's one reason why some people don't use any Erev, because you know, you don't want to rely on this Kula. Mishnah says it's Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Okay. Now, interesting, it's the Kotan Chavdalim. He said, I didn't see anybody say what the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to have 600,000 b'chol yom. Look at the writing of Chavdalim. Chipasti b'chol rishonim, ohm the Mishizu v'lo nizka v'dvayim t'nai zeh. Rak shi yimitsu m'shom shishim ribo. It doesn't have to be every day. So that's an interesting question. There's a long bir halacha, printed in 36, in Shimem Hei, Shein Shishim Ribo, Ayin M'shabruah, M'shakazam, Nasa M'chaber, Noli Yesh Omrim. I quote that others disagree. The Magar Ram says the Mechaber holds the halacha the other way. Look at the fourth line. Okay. Ba'ata Novo, after 3 days, Lisbon and Odos Masha Kosla Magna Magar Ram, Batanaj, the Rova Poskim, Svirla Ke Yesh Omrim. The Magar Ram and Tanaj say most Poskim hold like the Yesh Omrim. That is a necessary criterion. Okay? And he says, so he gives you the lineup. Okay, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah spent time looking everybody up. So here's Aval Kasher Chipasno, there was a postgame, Matsino, Od Harbe, Migdolar, Shama Pirmin, is it? But I found many who are not accepting it. First, I'll give you the Mekilim. Here it is. Okay, it's the name of the Bahag. He has a whole lineup. He says, Rishon Kulam Hevi Zeb Shem Bahag. You have Eino Bahag Shalafaneno, an Arab Bahag version that doesn't appear. But okay, Rashi, people quote him on the Bahag. The Rashi Be'erbin, Smag, the Smag, the Sefer Truma, Kermin Meir, Rokeh, Tosis, the Rosh, the Rezerua, the Tor, and Reishu Vav is already Rucham. That's 12, pretty prominent. It's a good lineup. Okay, it's a good lineup. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah in the Berurah. It's a good lineup. Achein la'uma zayish harbish so much from the Torah. Shom the Torah, even long as people go there, even there aren't. Below being in the Samar Gemara. Who are they? Alohema, Arama, Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban, Rashbo, the Ritva, Reish Haim, Mem, the Rabba Magin, Magadish, Aran, huh? Right, Aran, Bagos Mordechai, the Rashbam, as we mentioned now, the Chen of Lezimit, the Reim, okay, Revolish and the Miri. So what do you know? It's a tie. 12-12. Okay, you know, a little game here, the color war, right? Many years ago, I was in a yeshiva, a guy wrote a very clever Purim sort of thing about a football game between, you know, Rishon and Achonim, you know. But he had all this learning stuff, how they, you know. So it was a big debate because he got very close to the end zone, but he wasn't all the way in. But he argued he's within Lovud. He's within three tackles, so it's a count, a touchdown. And they called unnecessary lundus. You know, I forgot it. All those people. Anyway, so it's a big issue. And he quotes it. Boss says that most are going to hold the other way. At the end of the day, it's a big machokas. That's the bottom line. So the Mishnah Berurah himself leans to say that it's a good thing to be very anti-Semitic. However, I'm just pointing out, and you know, when the Mishnah Berurah cited all these Yeshonim, the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kolchosah. You look up this and he quotes many, many others. And more, he has even more research and later research, whatever, quotes many others who are making on it. So that's an issue. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions in Sukkot and Ches, in Shin Samach Dalet, Ubayaro Shalom, our town, our cities, he's in Rabban, whatever the cities, Shemina Ga'olam, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Shemina Ga'olam, a Sakan Aide Tzuris HaPesa, okay. Our towns, we build Erevin. The Mishnah wasn't oblivious to that, okay? With the Tzuras HaPesach, again, these imaginary walls. It's Tzuras HaPesach, I mean, by the way, it's an important point you'll learn from the Erevin. Tzuras HaPesach means it's Konamikon, right? A vertical post on the side, a vertical post on that side, a horizontal post on top. But on top has to mean on top, okay? When I got involved in Erevin, you discover many telephone poles. See, we have a big brocha. We can use telephone poles. Okay, but it's not always as simple as you think, because a lot of times the wires of the telephone pole are attached to the side of the pole. On top, it's got to be on top. But again, like letter chet, like a door frame. So then you have to build something that has to be left. So we have to have permission. We got permission from the phone company and the cable company. Yeah. That's what's just standard. Yeah, right. But there are a number of funny requests, yeah. Because you also have to have what's called the spirits for shoes. Huh?
I know a rabbi who, he got smicha and, he got smicha and he was a shit rabbi for a little bit and still does some, shul jobs. Yeah. But, he likes carpentry work with his hands.
Yeah.
So now, his, business a little bit is he builds Erevins.
The guy we use, many Erevin use him, a fellow from Passaic. Was a handyman by training. We know he's in yeshiva in Australia. Learned to have Erevin. He does Erevin all the country also. He does ours in Teaneck. He does the more lights. It works out. He has a truck and he wears a whole uniform, you know, the hard hat and this. He climbs up and, you know, banks things and pipes and everything else. So you're supposed to have permission. Now, again, sometimes if you don't get permission, I don't know if it's a lot of people put signs on the telephone that says lost dog, you know. You're really not allowed to.
Yeah.
People do it, you know, they put signs up on the telephone pole. But we have permission to put up the posts. And it's supposed to get permission. The Jews don't mind. Well, I remember because you need something else called Skiris Rishus. You have to have the right to go there. So in Europe, the cities were owned, they're often taka owned by the nobleman. He owned it, you know. So give him some money and he would sell the Jewish people the right. What do you do now with it? That's a question. So you go to the mayor, to the police, you know, because they have authority to go in and take people out. It's called eminent domain. They can, you know, and without the details of it, I remember once going to the Neuberger. It's in Bergenfield. So to the guy, you give him a dollar, you know, for the exchange for the right to use this area. And it wasn't for the Pope, it was the right that we considered as our rishus. And I explained it to a religious, and the guy was fine with it, but he said, I don't have to give me a dollar. The luck is you need to rent it, you know. So this guy was so, he made a sign, he took a photocopy of both sides of the dollar bill, made a sign. I guess he didn't want to be accused later on of taking a bribe from the Jews. You know, he was probably planning to run for higher office at one point in his life. You know, so I don't know what happened to him, but I remember we had to sit there and sign a thing that we meant this for religious reasons. He shouldn't get in trouble. Probably never spent that dollar. Anyway, so the Mishnah writes, all of us that build an area with the Tzvus of Pesach, Afshir, Pobosei, Rechav, and Harbeg, we have wide streets and we have thoroughfares that go all the way through. And even sometimes there's a highway, Derech HaMelech, Tocher, sometimes the highway goes right through. That's a big question also. In Tinek, Route 4 goes right through this Tinek. I don't know if George Washington Bridge, Route 4 goes right through Tinek. Or through Englewood, these towns. Or in Riverdale, the Henry Hudson Parkway goes right through Riverdale, cuts right through Riverdale. So many assume that Rav Shetta is a point that disqualifies the area. So we have in Tinek, we have two separate areas that are linked in certain places. We're willing, not concerned about that. That's a minority view. Anyway, be that as it may. What are we relying on? The Mishnah Berurah says, Al Korcha, the Solkin, Aliyei Shomrim. Those of us build, the Mishnah was not unaware of this. Those of us who build Erevin in towns, we're relying on, it has all the other criteria are met. So isn't it a real Rishus HaRabim? No, because we're relying on Aliyei Shomrim, you need 600,000. And he says, Ein Limchos, what about Nefesh? That's the, you know, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Anyway, that's, we should be aware of that. A couple of other things about, we should know about, well, one of the things at least we should know about Rishus HaRabim. That so Shin Mem Tesef Aleph, Kol Adam Yesh Lo Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim Shiyachol Atalta Bohem. Within Rishus HaRabim, that's an important din later. Within Rishus HaRabim, you have Arba Amos. Your area is called Arba Amos. Okay, so therefore, again, bottom line, it's also to transfer something out of Rishus HaRabim, which is called Hotzah, or into Rishus HaRabim, which is called Achnosa. Okay, but you can't bring a newspaper or bring a little of this again without an ear. To bring a newspaper in from outside into your house, right, wouldn't be allowed to. Or to take out the garbage and so on if it's a real Rishus HaRabim. And also not to carry within Rishus HaRabim. That's called Havara. Not Havara, but not hay based Rishus HaRabim. Beer burning. Ha'avara. Okay. But anyway, a person's Dal Amos is his Rishus. So that's why if you carry out of your Dal, why is the din in Allah carrying more than Dal Amos and Rishus HaRabim? Because your Rishus is Dal Amos. I go beyond my original Dal Amos and I have carried from one Rishus to another in a certain sense. Right? So that you're not allowed to do. All right, let's come to Carmelis now. All right, 39. Okay. This is same Gemara in Shabbos Vav Aleph. Aval Yam. Okay, Bika is like, doesn't have a balance. I'm an open field. You know, country, we call it the countryside. In the country, countryside. A little Vitek. I want to be able to finish this tomorrow. Yeah. So the countryside, right? Huh?
We're both.
Right. I'm going to finish Carmel Center, but it's okay. No problem. We'll get up to Carmel. We'll do Malcolm Tour tomorrow. Malcolm Tour is a separate category. I don't want to get through the Carmel issue. Okay. Anyway, I apologize. But anyway, all these areas, you have to go also? You have to go also? I want to finish the comments. Okay, so you're in private. And I have on Zoom also, so I've got a couple of guys. So go by there. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to be able to finish this tomorrow. So, Avraham and Aleph, Yam, Bika, Rashi, Bika, Sodos, Harbe. You know, rolling field, countryside. Okay. Istvinis. Istvinis is like a bench in front of a store. Rashi, Shalifna, Chanuyos, where they're. People put stuff in front where they have something built in front of their stores. They could put this display their wares, you know, it's like a platform or a bench of some sort, okay? And a Carmelis is all Carmelis. It says a Carmelis, but the Gemara says these old things are Carmelis. All these things are Carmelis. Ain't a lobish kushus rabbalo kushus yachid. it meets the criteria of neither. Okay? As Rashi says, it's similar to Shas HaRabim. There are no mechitzas, there are no walls around. There's no wall around the countryside or gate or fence. There's no wall around this area, all right? And it has no mechitzas, so it's not like Rishus HaYochin. On the other hand, it's not Rishus HaRabim either. As Rashi says, V'lo Rishus HaRabim, they ain't a don't live in Midbar, the royal lichud Rabbavidi, the lively lichud Rabbavidi. You know, people travel, okay, necessarily in large numbers, certainly, according to Rashi and that Shita. So you don't have 600,000, that's for sure. So it's neither Rishus HaYochin nor Rishus HaRabim. So that's why Ein Nosim Nosim B'Sochav, Ein Nosim Nosim B'Sochav, Potter. It's Potter, but also the Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon, where goes around this. Ein Motzim Metochav Shurab, or Shurab Metochav. Ein Machnesh Rishus HaYochin Metochav, or Metochav Rishus HaYochin. The Karmelis, you can't bring from Rishus HaRabim into it, or from it into Rishus HaRabim. And likewise, you can't believe from the bring from the Karmelis into Rishus HaYochin, or from Rishus HaYochin into it. These are all things, but if you did it, you're Potter. But it's Osim Darbonim, okay? Osim Darbonim. And all you have, in this sense, it's like Rishus HaRabim. There are other Rishus HaRabim, Rashi says, you have your four Amas. Okay, what does the word Karmelis mean? So in 41, Shabbos, Vav Ben Aleph, we lose to it. Karmelis, he quotes Tosis. Vav Ben Aleph, Dimas, Karmelis quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Rei Shabbos, Tanir, B'chia, Karmel. Karmel is a kernel. You have the pasuk in Emor. V'lechem, B'koli, B'charma, by Chodesh. The lechem mekali b'charmel. Charmel is kind of a kernel of the wheat, the raw kernel. So it's raf, low laf, low lovish, and a benedi. So karmelis is a funny word. It means it's kind of an in-between status. It's neither rishus yocha, ain't a low kushus yocha, but a low kushus rabbin. That's Yushami. I printed it here in Shabbos, Parak HaLavach HaAlef. Karmel is tani b'chir, karmel, raf, mole, ain't a low laf, low lovish, and a benedi. So too, that's the word karmelis. V'yasim v'shem yochen, kom chanusei debar yustini. The guy, Carbon Ezer Bar Yustini, was a guy, Shem Adam. And the word Carmel is mentioned in the Torah. It's not moist, but it's not dry. When you can soften it up in your hand. That's how the Carbon Ezer explains it. All right, so that's a Carmelis, this Bar Yustini, Shem Adam Echab, Regal Rab Mitzuyim Shom. So it's not like a Rishus Yachid, but it's not a Rab because people don't go by there. And he had a store, so again, people came there, but not in large numbers. Whatever, that's the Lashon of Karmelis. The Ran, on the Riff, in the beginning of Shabbos, Beis Halacha and Beis Riff, is a different explanation, or an alternative explanation. Karmelis is similar to the word Armelis, Armalta, an Almana. Right? And this Armelis, the Aramaic word for an Almana, a widow. Okay? So why is it, we'll take a look at Karmelis. Ain't a lo psula, below Eshesish. She's not a psula, not a virgin, and not a single girl. And he's not married. Right? It's kind of in the middle. It's a widow. Afkan, Eilah Gamri, Kirsh Yochav, Elo Kirsh Rabin, fine. That's in terms of the word Karmelis. All right? The Rambam tells us the following, that same parish of Mishnah we saw before in Shabbos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph 46. Ashlishu, a Karmelis, humokam, shalo nishlamu bo, t'nai Rish Rabin, elo t'nai Rish Yochav. Neither the conditions for Rish Rabin met, neither are all the conditions for Rish Yochav met. And the shir is as follows. Kol makom sheish ba'orcha arba tefachim, rochava arba tefachim. It's got to be 4x4, and it's got to be 3 tefachim up until 10 tefachim. If it's 10 tefachim, the wall is 10 tefachim. It's ready to say yochiv. If it doesn't have it, it's less than it, then it's a karmelis. Bein shu choritz ba'aretz or amud omid al pnei aretz. Whether it's a ditch or it's a wall, again, harken back to what we said at the beginning of the shir about say yochiv. So this doesn't make it. Does not 10 tefachim high. 3 tefachim off the ground, it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground. Because 3 tefachim off the ground is considered part of the ground. But more, let's say 5 tefachim off the ground, a little mound, 5 tefachim off the ground, so it doesn't qualify as Rishus Yochid, okay? But it's got 4x4 tefachim, it doesn't qualify, or it's dug into the ground like a ditch. In all those cases, that's an example of Karmelis, okay? But it has to have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Kalefisha klalu ain't Karmelis pusim arbo. And also, likewise, says the Rambam, Kol makum sheishu shalosh mechitzos b'li tikra. If it's surrounded by walls and it's not covered, okay, and the revius, the ruach revius, the fourth side, opens up into the Rambam, that's also karmelis if it's the right, square footage. The Rambam mentions this in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yudal al-Chadal and Mishadar, Ezi karmelis. Again, tail. The tail is a mound where it's on the top of the mound, it's 4x4 tefachim. That sounds like it's Rishus Yochid, but the wall, the height is only between 3 and 10 tefachim. Carmel's Enel Tofes is Ela Arasora. Okay, again, you get the idea. Okay, and he also says something. What if you have a place that's surrounded by mechitas, but the mechitas aren't tall enough? Right, they're only 8 tefachim high. But yeah. Would they say consistently by through problem? Yes. Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Yeah, they would say the same thing. I think so. I think so. But the other sheet. Rambam is talking about 4. She tells him. Bench. Well, he would say even. He's saying even. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Look what he says at the end. He says, "The end of Allah Adalat." Mokom shukov shalos mechitas ruach revius rusha rabim kagon. One which ain't no lechi o korah beruach revius. Doesn't have anything on the fourth side. It's got 3 walls and nothing on the fourth side. They would probably say 3 and nothing, 2 and nothing on the third side. But I think they would say that again. She tells them. Huh? Yeah, I think I'd have to check. I'm not sure. I think it would still be a Kabbalist. Okay. Check it out. The Shulchan Aruch, again, is in Shun Mem Hei Sif Yudalib. He's a Kabbalist, Mokom She'ein Hiluch L'Rabim. It doesn't have, it's not a public thoroughfare, again, like the ocean, like some kind of a, you know, a countryside, or itself as a platform, or right, the shopkeepers put in front, that's the Ishtab, I'm sorry. Ishtab is like a platform which they put in front of the stores. Ishtab is other things they put stuff on, again, like a raised platform. Okay, anyway, and it has the Rechava Arba Begoba Mishoshad Asara, Karen Zobis Asmuchel Sarabim, Tales of Arba Abin and Gobo Asara, Chen Kritz, all these things are Carmelis and Shabrua. In the end of Sivkot and Aleph, Ryan Tviesh, Od Rishus Slishi, Shishmo Carmelis. Now he writes, here's the key point for us now. Umina Torah, Mutter Lahachnis Ulahos in the Menel of Shus Yachin, or Shus Rabim. Umina Torah, you are permitted to bring something from a Carmelis into Rosh Yochid and by or to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's not the only thing that's also in the Torah is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. From a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis or vice versa. Rosh Hashanah, same thing. Chacham asu kedei shal yobu lahati ayideze Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. Shein hakol b'kiyam b'dinam mechitzas and so on. Okay. And then he explains what the word Carmelis is. The Rambam Paskin as well, per Kedah Lachid Gimel. Kishem Sh'osol Talvel Kala Carmelis. Just like we treat a Carmelis with something you can't carry within the Carmelis, outside of Nahal Amos. Kach Osir Lahotzi Menel Shus Yachid. Or Sharab Mel Olahach, or Sharab, Olahach Nes Carmelis, Mish Yachid, Omer Sharab, Yotzi Echnes Potter. Again, it's Tonya Rabbana, so it's Potter of Olahosir. Finally, what is this for today? This is Shun Shin Memvav, Seif Aleph. Okay, so Shimon Bov Sibalev, 51. Min haTorah ein chayav el b'motzi u'machnas zor k'mosh mirshus hayochid l'sharabim or sharabim shayochid. But chachamim osim karmelus u'shus yochid or sharabim or mehem l'karmelus. There you got the din. Okay, again, Sibbeis. Min haTorah ein chayav el b'maver dalam u'shus sharabim. Or the Torah is only if you carry the halam u'shus sharabim. But chachamim osim laver dalam l'karmelus. Okay. Then he mentions something else in Siv Gimel. I'll just mention briefly when we finish with this. Karfev. Karfev has a mechitza and has no roof, okay, but it's very large. Shalo hukaf ladira, a huge place. Asu chachamim metaltamo also. Also asu that. At the end of Siv Gimel, the Ramo writes, this was at the Abbas Tomah Porn, me'acha shakol reshios shalono hem karmelis. Nowadays, just about everything we have is a karmelis, okay, according to this view. Okay, so then we'll stop over here. We'll talk tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. We'll finish up one more thing as a Mokum tour. And then we'll go with 3 dinim about the thing relating to carrying. Namely, what if you realize that you're carrying and you're already in somewhere and then realize suddenly you have something in your pocket and there's no air? We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about chai no se sasmo, carrying a person. Okay, especially if the baby suddenly starts crying and doesn't want to move. Okay, and you're outside. And the fourth, last thing, we won't do in great detail, just wearing garments. What kind of garments are considered garments? And what are they both carrying? What are they called wearing? And we'll get through that position tomorrow. Okay? We'll stop here. And then we should have a wonderful day.